Okay, so the Amud is Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of a discussion about whether Tveria in fact had a wall in Tav Yoshua Ben Nun. And if you remember, the Gemara about halfway down the previous Amud said that Rekes, a place mentioned in the Pasuk, is Tveria, and therefore it did have a wall in Tav Yoshua Ben Nun. And then the Gemara later on said in Rabbi Yochanan that no, it wasn't Rekes, it was Hamas. So Amarav, on that topic, who was it? Somebody said that Rekes, the original thing we said, is not Tveria. When somebody dies in Tveria, when we hear about it here in Bavel, we eulogize him by saying that he died in Rekes. But he was Godel Huba Sheshach, he was great in Sheshach, and he Vesham Leverachas, and he was there in Rekes. Therefore, you can see clearly that Rekes must be Tveria. Vechimatzki Aron Elahasam Safdi Lehachi, and when they bring the Aron to there, Oave Sridim Yeshve Rekes, those who love Sridim, the remnants, Sorin in Chazal, sometimes mean the Talmid Chacham. So those who love the remnants of the Talmid Chachamim, meaning Talmid Chachamim, right? Yoshvei Rekes, those who live in Rekes, Se'u ve'kablu harugi oimek, go out and receive those who were killed in the valley. Why in the valley? Because Bavel, Chazal say, is the deepest valley in the entire world. That's why. Why is it called Bavel? Because all of the dead people from the marble were mixed up in Bavel, because that was where the water pooled as it was drying, because Bavel is the lowest point in the world. So therefore, it's Omek, it is the valley, quintessentially. Kinach nafshe de Rabbi Zeira, pasach aleha hu saftana, eretz shinar hara, v'yalda, eretz sevi gidla shashoya. Oina la amra rekes, ki avda klei chemdasa. When Rabbi Zeira died, and remember that Rabbi Zeira is an Amora, an early Amora, second generation of Amora, who started off in Bavel and made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and famously tried to forget all of the Torah he learned in Bavel because he only wanted to know Torah to Eretz Yisrael. Right? The person who was masked, who eulogized him, started the Hesped, started the eulogy like this. Eretz Shinar Hara V'yalda. Right? The land of Shinar, which is Bavel, was pregnant and gave birth to Rabbi Zeira, right? Eretz Zvi Gidla Shashweya, and Eretz Zvi is a name in Tanakh for Eretz Yisrael, the land which is fast, right? Eretz, because it grows fruits very quickly, that's part of the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, that fruits grow quickly here. So Eretz Zvi Gidla Shashweya, Eretz Zvi raised those who play, right? Oina Lam Rekes, oh no for her, said Rekes. Right, because it lost its beautiful vessel. Right, Rabbi Zeira is a beautiful vessel of Eretz Yisrael. Ella Amar Rava. Rather, Rava said Hamas Zucham Chame Gerar Rekes Utveria. Right, rather Rava said Hamas. That's Chame Gerar. Hamas is a place called Chame Gerar. There are also springs there. Rekes, that's Tveria. Kinneres zu Ginoisar, right? Kinneres, once again, is Ginoisar. It's the place where the nicest fruits grow, right? And it was called Kinneres in Tanakh because the fruits of Ginoisar are as sweet as the notes of a violin or of a harp. Sorry. Ve'lamani krashma rekes, and why is it called rekes? Shafyulu reikanin shava milin mitzvot kerimain. Why is it called rekes? Because even those who are reik, who are empty in rekes, are as full of mitzvot as a pomegranate is of seeds, right? So it's in praise of even the most empty of mitzvah people who live there. Rabbi Yirmi says something different. Rekes Shah, its actual name is Rekes Velam Nikra Tveria. And why was it renamed Tveria? She Yosheves B'Tibura Shel Eretz Yisrael. Because it sits in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Rava Amar Rava said, Rekes Shma Velam Nikra Tveria. It's really called Rekes. And why was it renamed Tveria? She Tova Re'i Yatsav. It's very pretty. It's a pretty city. It's a pretty city. It was called Tveria from Tov. Like I said, probably the real reason why it's called Tveria is after it's by King Herod after that Caesar Tiberius. Okay. Amar Zeira. Zeira said, Katroin zu Tziporin. Another city, it's mentioned in the Pesukim, right? Katroin is Tzipori. Ve'lamani krash ma Tziporin. Why was it called Tzipori? She yeshevis beroish hahar ke Tzipori. It's sitting on a mountain like a bird. Ve'katroin Tzipori. Is it really true that Katroin is Tziporin? Ve'ha Katroin bechelka shil Zvulun havai. This place, Katroin, was in the land that was allocated to Zvulun. Dechziv, because as we see in the pasuk, Zvulun lehirish es yeshvei Katroin ves yeshvei Nahalel. Zvulun was unable to expel the Knaanim who lived in Katroin and in Nahalel. That implies they were supposed to, being it must have been in their land. Vezvulun misraim al midos of Havei. Right, Zvulun was very upset with what he received from the land. Shneimar, as we see in the pasuk, Zvulun am cheref noshe lamus. Because we see in the pasuk, in Shoftim, in Shiras Dvorah, right? Zvulun am cheref noshe lamus. Right? Zvulun was a nation which was disgusted with himself, right? Lamus, even to death, right? Zvulun was disgusted with what he received. Matam, why? Mishum de Naphtali al Meremesadeh. So the rest of the pasuk, Naphtali was al Meremesadeh. Naphtali lived in the heights and they had beautiful fields, and Zvulun did not. Therefore, Zvulun was very upset with what they received. Amar Zvulun lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Le'achayin asat alem sadeh sokramim ve'lina asat harim gvois. Right, to my brothers you gave fields and orchards. You only gave me mountains and valleys, no fields and orchards. Right. To my brothers you gave land, and to me you gave the seas and the rivers. It's not fair. No, remember that the bracha of Zulun was they would be traders who went out to sea regularly. Right, the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. Amar Loi, Achash Baruch responded, Kulan Srichin Lecha Al Yede Chilos Nein Shenemar. Amim, how you grow, part of that bracha was that everybody will need you. Why? Because everybody needs the chilazain. The chilazain is the fish, right? Whose blood is used to create tchelas. We now know that in all likelihood, the chilazain is in fact the Murkulex, I think, snail, right? Everybody's going to need you to generate, because you are the seafarer, so you're going to be the ones who are going to get them this snail, so that you can use its blood to generate tcheles for tzitzis, so they can create fulfill a mitzvah. Right, why are amim, how you grow, the nations, amim, sometimes the shvatim, the tribes are called nations, so the shvatim, the tribes, will be called to the mountains of Zvulun, right, to buy what you uncovered that was hidden in the sand, the chilazin. Tani Rav Yosef. It should be noted that there is one other shita about what is the chilazin. There is a shita of the Radzin Rebbe that it was a cuttlefish. Right? And the blood of a cuttlefish is not blue, but the ink, which is black, can be subjected to chemical processes which make it turn blue. I don't want to go into the whole subject now of why it is that most people think it wasn't the cuttlefish and many people think it was the snail. Lemaisa, but there is a disagreement. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught. Svune ze chilazin. What is hidden in the sand, that's the chilazin. Temune zu tirias. What is uncovered, that's the chilazin. Temune, what's hidden, that's the tirias, right? It's a sig. It's a fish, right? It's a fish that lived there. Rashi thinks that it's a tuna. Not certain if there is tuna in the Mediterranean. Maybe, right? It's a fish that lived there. Chol, the sand, zuz chusi savana. That's white glass. Why? Because you generate glass by melting down sand. Amar lafanav, right? Zvulun said, Ribbono Shel Olam, mi moidi ani, right? Master of the world. Right? Who's going to know to give me money. To give it. Sorry, just a minute. Oh, why when people says Zvul and asked him, Mimo Diani, who's going to come and tell me that they're taking the Chilazin? They'll just come and take the Chilazin themselves. That way they don't have to pay me for it, and then I won't get anything for the Chilazin. Amar Lo Rada, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Sedech. Right there they will sacrifice the correct offerings. Siman Zeh Yehelecha, this sign you will be in your hands. Kol HaNotel Mimcha Beloitam, anybody who takes from you the Chilazin without paying for it, he will not receive any money for it. It won't work. If you thought that Katroin is really Tzipori, then why was he so upset? Getting to our original topic. What's wrong with having Katroin? Katroin is a big, prosperous city. It's a good thing to have in your land. It's Tzipori. Tzipori is a wonderful place. Right, there are lots of Talmidei Chachamim there. Right, it's a prosperous city, it's a big city as well, it's great. And if you were to say that maybe the problem is, right, maybe that Tzipori is a place where there's no flowing milk and honey. Why? Because cows don't live there, it's in the mountain, and dates don't grow there. Again, it's in the mountain. So Rish Lakish says, no, I saw the land in Zippori which flows with milk and honey, and it was 16 mil by 16 mil. It's a big plot of land. Why? So Rashi explains, because figs grow there, and figs also give off honey, just like dates do. The honey mentioned in Tanakh is often, not always, often not bee honey. It is date honey, but figs also exude a juice which is like honey, right? So it's fig honey, and the goats eat it, and then there's goat milk. So there is milk and honey in Tzipori, it's just not the same milk and honey as everywhere else. And if you say that, no, there's not as much milk and honey as when his brothers had. Didn't Rabbi Bar Bar Chana say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the dichazi is avas chalachav v'dvash dechol arad Israel v'havya kemebe kuvi ad akra desulbakani. Right. Esrin Vesartin Parsi Urcha Ufusia Shisa Parsi. Right? I saw the land which flows with milk and honey and air of all of Israel together, right? And it was like a plot of land. It was like from Beikubi, which is a place in Bavel, until another place called Akra de Tulbakani. These are places near Israel. All of the land in Eretz, all of the land which flowed with milk and honey in Eretz Israel is only a small portion of land which flowed with milk and honey in Eretz Israel. Esrin Vesartain Parsi Akra, right? 22 Parsim in length. And its width was 6 parsim. So, in fact, Zvulun had more. They didn't have more, but it had a significant portion of the land which flowed in milk and honey in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they really had nothing to complain about. The answer was afilach. Even so, sadei sokram matifle. Zvulun would have preferred to have fields and orchards. This is. The simple meaning of that pasuk, because it makes sense in that pasuk, because it says that Naphtali was in the heights of the fields. So therefore, it was the fact that Naphtali got fields that he was upset, that Zvulun was upset about. Amar Rabbi Avahu. Right. The Ekroin Taker, the pasuk, says in Zephaniah, but Ve'kroin Takar, there's a list of cities. Ki Aza Azova Tiye. Aza, the city of Aza, will be left. It'll be left alone. Nobody will be there. Ve'ashkelon lishmama and Ashkelon will be destroyed. These are, remember, Plishti cities. There were no Jews who lived in Aza and Ashkelon at the time. Instead, these were cities that were occupied by the Plishtim. Ashtod Batsarayim Yigarshua. Ashtod, in the afternoon, people will be expelled from it. Again, it's a Plishti city. Ve'ekroin Taker. And Ekroin is another Plishti city, Philistine city, right? And it will be uprooted. Nobody will be left there. Right? What is Ekron? What is that place? Zuk Kesari Bas Edom. This is a city of Caesarea, right? Built by the Romans. Edom, right, is a name for Esav. Esav is viewed as the founding father of Rome. Therefore, Caesarea that was built by the Romans is Ekron, and it'll be destroyed. Shehi Yoshavas Bein Hachelas. Because it sits among the sand, right? Caesarea is built on the beach. V'haisa yasei tekuah liYisrael b'mei Yevanim. And it was like a peg that was shoved into Israel in the time of the Greeks. It's a non-Jewish city in the middle of the Jewish settlement. Uchshe gavra malchus beis chashmenai v'nitzchum hayu koronosa achidas migdal shir. Right? And when... the Chashmonaim, right, the Maccabees actually won. The Chashmonaim is a family name. So when the Chashmonaim won and they beat the Greeks, they called this place the place that was conquered by the mountain, by the Tower of Song. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, "May dichsi bahasi roisi damav mipiv shkatzav mibein shinav v'nishar gamhu leloheinu." Right, what is this pasuk which says, And I will take his blood from within his mouth. He won't be drinking blood anymore. V'shkatzav mi'bein shinav, and I'll take the disgusting things he's eating, the trace things that he's eating, from between his teeth. V'nishar, and he will be left for our king, for our God, sorry. Second. This is part of a Nevuah in Zechariah, which again talks about the Mamzer in Ashdod, right? That the mum, only a Mamzer, only an illegitimate child will be left in Ashdod. Nobody else, right? The strength of Ashdod will be destroyed. Right, and this pasuk appears in the middle of that. Vasi Rasi the Mami Biv Zeh Beis Abamia Shelahem. And I will take his blood from within his mouth. That's the house, the temple in which they used to bring korbanos to their gods. Right, Vechikut Zavi Ben Shnav, and the disgusting things from within between his teeth. Zeh Beis Galia Shelahem. That was a different house of Avodah Zarah. It wasn't a place where they brought korbanos. It was where they revealed themselves. That was part of their worship. They undressed. Right, Venishar Gamhu Lelihin, and he will only be left for God. Elu batekniyos avatim midrashos be'edom. These will be the shuls and the bate midrash in Edom. They will be left even after the temples to Avodah Zarah are destroyed. The shuls and the bate midrashos will be left. Vahaya ke'elef b'Yehuda ve'kroin kibusi. And I say the prayer continues, and it'll be like a champion. There will be like a champion in Yehuda. And Ekron will be not like a champion or 1,000 people, it will be like the Yevusim. The Yevusim were conquered. They were left for a time, and eventually they were conquered. Elu Taratrios, probably Teatrois, as the original Girsa. Ve'kirkasiyos shebe'edin she'astidin sarei Yehuda la'lamed bohen Torah be'rabim. These are the theaters and the circuses in Rome, in Edom. Remember, Edom is Rome. Right, that the Sarei Yehuda, the ministers of Yehuda, meaning Talmidei Chachamim, will teach Torah to many, many people in these places. Remember, when we're talking about a theater, we're talking really about an amphitheater, right? And when we're talking about a circus, it doesn't mean a circus in the modern terms. Think more like the Circus Maximus, a very, very, very long, right, oval-shaped building with tiers going up. Right, that was what a circus was called. That was what they called a circus. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Hashem zu pamias, Ekroin ta'akor zu keisari bas edaim, shehi haisa metropolin shel Mal Shem Melachim. Right? The shame, another pasuk, another place is mentioned in the pasuk, that's Pamias. Fine. Pamias is in Monday Syria. A crone tag, a ta'akore, a crone will be uprooted. That's Caesarea, Caesarea, the daughter of Rome, right? Because it was a city of kings. Ika de amri de mirabe ba malcheve, ika de amri de mukmi mina malchide. Some people said, why is it the city of kings? Because the kings were anointed there, the kings were made kings there. And some people say, no, it's not the place where they were made kings, it's the case, the place where kings were descended from people who lived there. Kesari v'Yerushalayim, if it was Kesari and Yerushalayim, im yomer lecha adam charbo shetehen al ta'amen, yashva shetehen al ta'amen, charva Kesari v'yash Yerushalayim, charva Yerushalayim v'yashva Kesari ta'amen. Kesaria and Yerushalayim, if somebody says to you, right, that both of them have been destroyed, don't believe him, can't be that both of them have been destroyed. Right, one of them would survive. If you say somebody says to you that both of them are settled, again, don't believe him. But if somebody tells you Caesarea was destroyed and Yerushalayim is settled, or Yerushalayim is destroyed and Caesarea is settled, then you can believe him, because Caesarea and Yerushalayim represent opposite poles. Caesarea is the quintessential Roman city in Eretz Yisrael. It was built for Caesar Augustus, right? And Yerushalayim is the quintessential Jewish city, right? It's the center of Israel, it's where the government sits, where the base of Mikdash is, etc. Right? Sheneemar almana hacharava. Right? Amala hacharava, right? Says, because the pasuk says, I will fill the one that was destroyed. Imliyazu charevazo. If one of them is full, then the other one is destroyed. Imliyazu charevazo. And if the other one is filled, then the first one will be destroyed. Right? Rav Nachman said it's from a different place. Rav Nachman Yichzef, sorry, said it was a different place. Ula Oim, it comes from Ula Oim, Mila Oim, Ye'ematz, right? Were the two nations, right, within the belly of Rivka Imenu, right, will fight each other. Esav will always be fighting Yaakov. Therefore, the quintessential Roman city in Eretz Yisrael can't exist at the same time as the quintessential Jewish city, if Caesarea and Yerushalayim will always be fighting. Ve'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ma'i dechziv, Yochayin Rasha Baal Almad Tzedek, right, the Rasha will be, Rasha, Baal Almad Tzedek, in just a minute. The Russia will be happy because he didn't learn justice. I said he probably means Torah here. Amar Yitzchak lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Yuchan Esav. He said Esav should be happy. He should see mercy. Amar lo, Rasha, Hashem responded, no, he's evil. Why should I be merciful upon him? Amar Eloi, Baal Amad Tzedek. Said, what? Yitzchak said, can't Esav learn to be righteous? Can't he learn to behave himself correctly? Amar Eloi, Akash Baruch responded, Be'eretz nechachos ye'avel. No, in the land where everything is close, he will, that is where he will perpetrate his evil. And he will destroy Eretz Yisroel. Right, that's what that means. Amar Eloi, Yitzchak said, Im Kain, Bal Yireh Gavas Hashem. In that case, we're continuing the words of the Pasuk, right, that start off with Yuchan Rasha, Bal Lamad Tzedek, right, he should not see the strength of God. Right, I suppose the idea, at least he won't, his descendants will. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, may dechsiv, al titein Hashem, ma'avaye, rasha zamamu, al tapeg, yaroi musela. Right, it says, don't Hashem, when the Pasuk means, it says, Hashem, don't give in to the plots of the evil one. But his plots don't bring to fruition. Right, Yaroim Balta Alta Pik Yaroim Musela. They should never be raised to fruition. Amr Yaakov of Neakash Baruch. Yaakov said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Al Titen Leitzav Harasha Tavas Libo. I don't give to Esav what he really, really wants. Zemamoi al tapek, don't bring about his plots. Zu Garmamia shel Edom. Right? That's the place called Garmamia, which is, again, another kingdom which is descended from Edom, from Esav. She'il melei hen yotzein macharivin kolom kolobes. If they actually do come out from there, if they are allowed to do what they want to do, they will destroy the entire world. Shkoyach, gentlemen. We will continue, please God, tomorrow. Good Shabbos.